Morning, Andrew.
Hey, Tess. How are you?
I'm going well. How are you?
Very well.
I'm glad to hear this. What are we talking about this week?
I'm going to go understated because we're going to ramp it up.
Okay.
Okay, so, 'cause today, look, I've brought in one of the most genuinely warm and funny books that I've read this year.
Ooh.
And this one for me, it runs the gamut of public displays of emotion with tears and accidental chortles that I then have to explain to the people sitting around me. And yes, hanging out with me generally involves me quietly in the corner with a book. Invite me to your next party. So the book I'm going to tell you about is The Nancys. It's the debut novel from R.W.R. MacDonald. And before it was even published, it actually received commendation for an unpublished manuscript in the Victorian Premier's Literary Awards. So it's got some stuff going on here. And before we get started, I am actually just going to put like a tiny content warning on this book club. There are some adult themes ahead, I realised as I was writing. So you might want to, you know, cover small ears.
Got it. Mm. Got it.
So, The Nancys is the story of Tippi Chan. Tippi is 11. She lives in the small South Otago town of Riverstone. It's been a shit year for Tippi. Her dad died 9 months ago and her mum is dealing with it by hiding all trace of his existence.
That is a bad year.
Mm. But Tippi's uncle Pike is coming to stay and look after Tippi while her mum takes a holiday. Tippi and Pike share a love of Nancy Drew. Tippi has all of Pike's old copies and she reads them voraciously, wishing that she actually had a mystery to solve. So Pike arrives with his new boyfriend Devon and Tippi's mum leaves for her cruise. And then Tippi's teacher's horribly mutilated body is discovered by the only traffic light on the way out of town.
Oh, that took a turn.
Yeah, that's right. This isn't a children's book. It's not even really YA, but I bet that anyone with eyes is going to enjoy reading it. So Tippi, Pike and Devon decide to form an investigation club, the Nancys, to try and discover the killer. This actually seems really natural in the course of the book's action. And despite Pike's many questionable parenting decisions, it actually becomes, and trust me, there are some really great ones. Like these are two gay men from Sydney. They're on a holiday. There's some really fantastic scenes. They're having a digital detox.
Oh, of course.
And Devon can't handle it. So he's actually carved a phone out of soap that he periodically pulls out of his. They do 5 o'clockers at about 11 o'clock in the morning. There's some, you know, some really great stuff. And Tippi's, of course, the drinks waiter.
Of course, obviously.
But among his many questionable parenting decisions, the Nancys becomes probably the best thing for Tippi to keep her mind off all the trauma in her life. And the heart of this book is really that relationship between Tippi, Pike and Devon. So Pike left the town of Riverstone as an 18-year-old gay kid who thought that he would never be accepted. He's brought Devon along in this sort of ironic ghost tour of his past, but Devon's not having any of it because he actually really cares about Pike and where he comes from. And together, they are just hopelessly at sea parenting and treat Tippi like an adult, which actually just kind of really works out for what she needs. Someone's taking her seriously and listening to her. So The Nancys is this self-conscious homage to Nancy Drew. From its girl detective in Tippi to the name of the town. So Nancy lived in River Heights. So Riverstone is obviously just the Antipodean equivalent.
Okay, I love that. I wouldn't have picked that, honestly, but I love that.
Yeah. It's also a parody with Tippi stuck on a bike because Nancy had a car. And she's left hanging on Pike's promise of getting her a gun. 16-year-old Nancy had one of those. Because her dad, Carson Drew, was a detective. So I guess detectives' kids in the 30s, which is when Nancy Drew started, they got guns. I don't know.
Natural progression of things.
It's America. So now they want to arm, you know, their toddlers. But
that's true. It's true.
Nancy Drew was also, I mean, apart from the gun, Nancy Drew was also problematic as hell to our modern sensibility. In her white bread world, it paid to be pale and middle class.
It did, yes.
So MacDonald, Rob MacDonald, he turns the small town detective on her head and even sets up his own kind of inversions that explore the world he creates. So we have all this mistrust and anger that Pike has to the town he feels rejected by, really problematized and challenged for him by the fact that the town he's returned to has a gay mayor. You know, one of his best friends comes out to him. People are are confused. They need his fashion advice, but they don't need his anger because they actually think he rejected them.
Oh, I see.
We also have this protagonist in Tippi who doesn't just flit from dead body to dead body like it's no big thing.
Oh, good, because that seems like a scarring thing for an 11-year-old.
But you think about it, some of these books, and I know we've talked about Nancy Drew before and like the Hardy Boys, these were kids who were just like, ah, someone's dead. Ah, there's a crime gang chasing after us. And they were so fine by the next episode. There was no counselling. Tippi's got to confront her feelings. She's got to deal with this trauma. She's got to deal with the adults who won't deal with their trauma. She's dealing with these people who think she's just too young. And she's doing it before she gets too old to do anything else about it. The Nancy's in a word, it's fun as hell. I definitely recommend it to anyone with eyes, and especially fans of, you know, kid mysteries and the books as growing up. I mean, it's got a 90-year legacy, Nancy Drew and the Hardy Boys and all those. There's even a new, in all of my research and just, you know, being on the interwebs, I Googled Nancy Drew just to see what came up. There have been lots of TV adaptations. There's been a film. And if anyone is a fan of the absolutely gorgeous train wreck of a show that is Riverdale.
Yes.
Got no idea what's going on with that. Like, it out Sabrina's Sabrina. The people who make Riverdale are actually doing an adaptation of Nancy Drew.
Oh, that's a garbage fire waiting to happen. I love it.
Look, it's jumping, like, when I say it's, like, from the people who made Riverdale, they're jumping straight into, like, season 3 Riverdale. None of this, we're going to pretend we're normal. But yeah, look, I would say before you worry about Nancy Drew, get out and read R.W.R. McDonald's The Nancys.
I love that as well, because you sort of mentioned earlier, you know, it's not necessarily YA, but it feels like it would appeal to such a range of audiences.
There are going to be, I think, people who don't pay attention, you know, maybe the Pikes of the world, who would buy this book maybe for their 11-year-old. Oh, 11-year-old protagonist. But this book is for everyone. And I think for adults who have very fixed ideas about categories and genres, and I read this, but I don't read that, you need to challenge yourself on this one, because it's got a young protagonist, but it is so much a book for everyone.
I can't wait. I'm adding that one to my list. Thanks so much, Andrew.
No worries. See you later, Tess.